the Colombian Institute for Family Welfare. A very good morning, ladies and gentlemen. In Colombia, children are a priority. We're committed to guaranteeing for them a protective environment, safe environments, ones of peace and reconciliation, as has already been mentioned by the Holy See. Currently, the national government allocates 30% of its public expenditure to policies, plans, and actions which aim to guarantee and protect the rights to education and health of 15 million children and adolescents. Our country has the state policy known as From Zero to Ever for the development of the early childhood years. 1.9 million children from 0 to 5 years of age are able to access nutrition services, education, health insurance, vaccination, as well as training for the families. Coverage in the rural areas has been a priority. This is something which has been increased by 43% in the last few years. This responds to the peace agreement commitments, as well as the needs of our children who live in the country. Colombia wants a territory that is free from all forms of violence against children and adolescents, in line with the recommendations made by Cyprus and Senegal. I think we can say that tangible actions have been made in the area of prevention and protection, such as training and support for families in good educational practices to prevent the risks of child abuse and ill treatment, reducing the response time of the administrative authorities to solve the legal situation of children and adolescents who are under state protection in order to guarantee that they have a family. And thirdly, emergency care and guidance. I acknowledge the challenges that still remain. And bearing in mind what was said by Burundi, we've managed to reduce by virtually 3 percentage points in 5 years. We've strengthened institutional actions with the development of our public policies in the area of eradicating child labour. We'll continue to work in this comprehensive protection and promoting good treatment of our children to prevent any form of violence or corporal punishment. This is in line with the recommendations made by Uruguay, Hungary, Chile, Austria, and Belgium. Children who are victims of the conflict are attended in a comprehensive fashion as enshrined in the victim's law. We offer access to education, identity, health, family, rehabilitation, and comprehensive reparation with the permanent support of the state, preventing child recruitment on the part of illegal armed actors is still a challenge. That is why we've developed a public policy and we are conducting intersectoral work on this in the area of education. Basic, secondary and middle education is free of charge. We've seen improvements in educational quality and the reduction of school dropout to 3%. Colombia has spared no efforts to increase both the coverage and quality in access to health for children. 90% of the children in urban and rural areas have a vaccination system. Improving nutritional indicators is also one of the aspects which illustrate Colombia's commitment to its children. Chronic malnutrition in children under 5 years of age dropped by 2 percentage points. It is a real significant achievement in this area. Although teenage pregnancy in Colombia has dropped to 17%, it is still high. And we will continue committed to implementing policies which help us prevent pregnancy in teenagers. One of the country's commitments is to guarantee access to comprehensive care for rural and dispersed populations, as well as for the ethnic communities. That is why we have established priorities for those zones where the population is scattered and with adverse geographic conditions, such as the area of Guajira. There have been cases of child death because of malnutrition. This represents a huge challenge for all the state bodies, but we're committed to ensuring that we implement a strategy that guarantees not only access to public goods, but also to services that is better in quality and which are relevant to their culture. Naturally, we have enormous challenges ahead, but we will resolvedly move ahead, because overcoming each of these challenges means that children and adolescents in Colombia will have a better present and a better future. I'd now like to give the floor to the delegate from the Ministry of Labour.